If you are looking for a specific engineering job, make sure your resume indicates that you have what it takes for that specific position. There are unfortunately too many engineers that are unemployed today. However, whether you are unemployed and looking for a job or employed and looking to find a more challenging opportunity, I hope that this post will help put you in a better position to land the job you desire. Most engineering disciplines require certain credentials, degrees, or certifications to prove engineers' expertise and credibility in that field. The proper licenses also give engineers the power to legally sign off on engineering designs depending on the specific license that they hold. If you are applying for a job in a certain discipline, it is your responsibility to determine what credentials are important in that field and then show prospective employers which of these credentials you have or are pursuing on your resume. Please remember that it is important to note any steps that you have taken towards achieving these credentials. For example, I recently provided career coaching services to an engineer who is looking for his first job as a structural engineer. He has an undergraduate degree in structural engineering, but no master's degree. It is generally known in the structural engineering field that a master's degree in structural engineering is critical to your advancement. As my client reached out to some structural engineering companies, they immediately asked him if he had a master's degree in structural engineering. My client was apprehensive about starting the master's degree program prior to getting a job because of the financial commitment. However, I asked him to consider some of the following options: apply to a program and add to his resume application to structural master's degree program submitted. If accepted into a program, but waiting to start until obtaining a job, list on his resume, accepted to a structural engineering master's degree program. Currently in the process of meeting with advisors to determine which classes to take. If accepted into a program, consider financing the first class on his own so he can at least begin the program and list it on his resume. Currently pursuing a master's degree in structural engineering, degree expected in 2013. The point I am trying to make here is once you know what prospective employers are looking for in the way of credentials, do whatever you can to show them that you are aware of these credentials and most importantly you are pursuing them. This may not mean a large financial commitment at this time, but may be something as simple as applying or signing up to show your intentions and put the process in motion. This is a guest post by Anthony Fasano, PE, author of Engineer Your Own Success. Anthony found success as an engineer at a very early age and now writes and podcasts to help other engineers do the same. Visit Anthony's website at engineeringcareercoach.com and subscribe to the top 3 resources Anthony has used to become a partner in a firm at the age of 27.